UMD recently hosted an international film festival, and it was put on in part by UMD's Department of Foreign Languages and Literatures. You can learn an awful lot about people and about their culture through language. And so we invited German and Russian studies teacher Daniel Nolan to be our guest this morning here on the program. Hey, Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Nice to have you. Tell me a little bit about the idea of about an international film festival. Everything was subtitled, and I had mentioned to you before that that's kind of a popular meme in romantic comedies. One of the other of the people enjoys foreign films with subtitles, and the idea is like, oh my goodness, you're kidding me. But there's a lot that you can learn from a foreign film with or without subtitles. Tell me a little bit about the charm of international films and what you can learn when you give them a try.
Excellent. Thank you. It's a good word. It is charming. There's some really special experiences that people have in the cinema when we're running film festivals like this. And this is the second one. We'll be hopefully doing it again next year. It was really successful. It was wonderful to get together with our local community and watch a piece of cinema from a community that's somewhere else and really be transported to that place. And like you said, the language is one of those things that really gives you context and makes you see part of the world in a different way. And so we had six films over 5 days at Cinema 2, and people came out. It was offered free to the public with some support from the College of Liberal Arts. My department, the Department of Foreign Languages and Literatures at the University of Minnesota Duluth, we went through and picked what we thought were representative and introductory, really interesting films that would help the local audience and our students and faculty and staff really see a piece of the world that would fascinate them and make them think about a background that was a little different.
Now, I talked to a friend of mine a while back, and he told me, for example, that there's no word for forgiveness in Ojibwe.
Huh.
And what I find so fascinating about language is the idea that your language really does inform your worldview and what your priorities are, what you concentrate on. You know, everybody's heard Alaskan Inuit people, you know, have 100 different words for snow.
Yeah.
What your priorities are. As Americans, where we kind of lack a second language, we follow behind the rest of the world in terms of people that speak a second language. So we can't really experience the films in the different language, and we can't really get that complete experience of kind of immersing ourselves in someone else's worldview. But how close can we get, even if we just watch a film with English subtitles?
Absolutely. So I think you really can immerse yourself in the experience that's portrayed in the film in a foreign language, even if you're just following the subtitles. Absolutely. There's so many pieces that bring us into the perspective of another place and where we're having a cinematic experience. You know, you come into the theater downtown, right on the doorstep of our community, Cinema 2, and you sit down with people you know around you, and the lights go down, and you're kind of transported there by so many different things. It's not just the language; it's the sounds, the music, the streets, the people, the way people are interacting. All of that is, you know, people around the world are very similar, but there's differences. There's different approaches to similar problems, and when you kind of are transported to their world and begin to think about the problems the way that they're thinking about them in the film, you really do kind of travel to a different place. And for many people, this is an inspiration to learn languages. For everyone, it's a challenge to learn another language, whether you're living in America or anywhere else. But we can, and we do. The students in our classes are doing amazing work, really developing excellent proficiency in many foreign languages, including Chinese and German, Spanish, French, and those students are then there in the theater with us, And after the show, we get together and we talk about what did we understand. You know, maybe there are some words that are different in that language, and they really do inform the way that the thinking that's going on in that film comes across. And the students then have an opportunity to talk about how they do know that language, and they can help us and the other people in the audience understand a little bit more. You know, even if you know a foreign language, it doesn't mean you know everything, right? I mean, it just is a beginning to getting to know someone else's place in the world.
We talk a lot about we should be talking maybe more about the quality of empathy and of trying to put ourselves in someone else's shoes. And the more we learn about it, the more we realize it's complicated and frequently from a position of, being a white middle class person, it takes something, you know, somebody to have a life that's really dramatically different for us to be able to realize, not everybody, you know, has the same kind of nice life that I do, for example, or the same kind of life, period, that I do.
Yeah. And a lot of the films that we show, they are challenging. You know, they're gripping. We select the faculty in my department picked out films, some of which are truly entertaining and just a joy, a cinematic, wonderful experience to be sure. But even in those films and in the others as well, there's often some really vibrant depictions of difficult problems, and they challenge us to see that there really are some different approaches to problems around the world, and the experience that others go through really does kind of decenter what we assumed was normal. And that is one of the many wonderful benefits of running an international film series like this and bringing our community down to a wonderful venue like Cinema 2.
One final thing. We as Americans who grow up, you know, watching half-hour or hour-long sitcoms where, you know, things are resolved within 60 minutes or so, we really do like answers, and we do like, we have a concrete plan to move forward.
Yeah.
What you're talking about introducing students to in this particular, you know, through the use of the film series, one of the many things you're talking about is introducing complexity and introducing subtlety. So I would imagine that when we're done and the students are having a discussion, part of the point is that there are no easy answers. You know, suddenly now the students, instead of having one point of view and this is what we should do, maybe have their eyes open to a different point of view, and suddenly things become more complicated. So what can we learn about the necessity of complication, the necessity of subtlety?
I think we can learn a lot. It's a great question. I don't know if I have a quick answer to it, but maybe that's appropriate. The discussions after the shows were fantastic. Students and people from the community were just excited to have an opportunity not just to see the film, but to then talk about, like you're saying, how there's a lot still to unpack here. There's a lot of thoughts that I just got started on watching this film. And I think the benefit of having these kinds of film series is really, like you're saying, not that you come away with a package, but rather you come away with something that unpacks itself over time, maybe in future discussions. Maybe this inspires you to watch some other films from that culture. Absolutely. These films are entertaining, but they're often also problematic and challenging, and they challenge us to open up a new perspective.
Daniel, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. The film series, Now I'm Sorry That I Missed It, and I won't miss it again next year.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Daniel Nolan, our guest this morning on Northland Morning. He's the assistant professor of German and Russian Studies, and the Department of Foreign Languages and Literatures organized an international film series recently, and 6 films over 5 days were screened at Cinema 2 in downtown Duluth.